Dave Moore on Today FM.
Hey, are we live on the radio?
We are live right now.
Okay, I should be very careful what I say next day. Sorica's looking at me like, Brian, don't curse, don't swear.
That's why she's in the corner. That's making right. sure everything. She makes sure I do my job and you do yours.
Yes, okay.
Well, you're here to tell us about this incredible show.
Yes.
That you are a part of. And yes. Is this your acting debut?
You are correct. This is my absolute first time ever being somebody else on stage for a change.
That's incredible. Okay, so we should tell everybody about Moonlight. Give them the elevator pitch.
Okay, so
this.
Moonlight is the Phil Lynott enigma. I pronounced that properly. Thank you very much.
Done.
After many people telling me it's not Lynott, it's Lynott.
And do you know what? There's still, even his own mother, there was still debate when Philomena was around as to what way we said it.
Do you know I went on a date with Philomena? Did you know that?
Stop.
I did, yes. She was going to an award ceremony and I got a message saying, would you like to be Philomena Lynott's date? And I said, yes, I would.
Yes, I would.
And I did.
That's incredible.
And she was hilarious, crack. So there is a photograph of us somewhere arm in arm.
I've met her before. She was an unbelievable person.
I'm telling you, she's a force of nature. That
that's a date I would have liked to have seen.
A gentleman never reveals.
No, and why would
much.
You?
Indeed.
But tell the story. So
I mean, basically, from what I understand, Phil Lynott goes to heaven.
Yes.
And suddenly in heaven, he meets Oscar Wilde and who else does he meet?
Brendan Behan.
Exactly. I just checked if you know yourself. And so imagine that scenario. That suddenly we have Phil Lynott, the great poet that he is. So basically Oscar's job, one of my jobs, I'm playing Oscar
You're
Wilde.
Oscar Wilde.
This is my real hair and everything.
Yeah.
He is basically welcoming Phil to heaven, to the poet's haven, which is heaven. And then the story unfolds from there. And of course, you know the amazing Thin Lizzy songs and all of that.
See, this is the thing. And Peter Smith, who plays Phil, is a man I've worked with in music since the late 90s.
Yes.
We know each other so long.
That's right.
What people don't seem to realise is some people are born to play roles. And Peter Smith,
you're so right,
as a Southside inner city Dublin man, was born to play Phil. And have a listen to him singing. This is him singing Whiskey in the Jar.
Whiskey in the jar.
There you go. He could be an understudy as well if
that
it happens.
That man can sing, can't he?
Seriously, he can really sing. And I mean, I've worked on him, as I said, for it's been years. And I've produced him and did loads of stuff with him and wrote for him.
Right.
But I always knew that there was a Phil story to be told with Peter at the helm at some point in some format. Who knew what it was? But the fact that it's this, the fact that it's this crazy story of going to heaven and meeting
don't you
poets.
Love it? It's a fantasy story, really, about imagine if that scenario happened, you know, and then the story unfolds. And I get to play. I mean, I never met Oscar Wilde, but now, you know, I showed up at the Button Factory recently to do a quick rehearsal to see if I could actually do it. And because I did say
surprise,
to Jason,
surprise, plot twist, he can.
Well, you know, if you come along to Vicar Street or any of the dates along, you'll see whether I'm any good or not. But I did say to the director, Jason, now, Jason, I'm a big boy. So just if I'm really terrible, just tell me.
Okay.
I'm confident in my singing abilities and performing and all of that. But acting, you know, this is my inaugural stage debut, ladies and gentlemen.
Was he kind to you?
He was truthful and kind.
Okay.
And he said to me, I know you can do it.
See, that's I would have no doubt whatsoever. I've known you for years. Mm. Like, singing and performing is performing. Like, it's I know it's not acting per se, but it all is playing a
role. You're going to get loads of actors ringing in now complaining, going, we haven't got any work. What is he doing being Oscar Wilde? But at the same time, yes, it absolutely is a performance.
But they'd also have to sing, and nobody
they
can sing
have
like Brian
sing,
Kennedy.
They would. They would. Well, look, I'm so excited that they even thought of me in the same breath as Oscar and for the idea of the part, because there's something about those extraordinary icons that we've had. And quite rightly, at this moment in time in history, we were saying, of course, there's Oscar Wilde. Of course, there's Brendan Behan and so on and so forth. There's also Phil Lynott.
Yeah.
Look
Absolutely.
At those beautiful songs, those lyrics, the poetry.
Yeah.
Literally, the poetry is hanging out of those songs. And also, let's just tell it like it is. Peter's kind of easy on the eye, isn't he?
He is. He is very much looks like Phil.
And Phil apparently was very talented in all kinds of areas.
We I would just imagine say, Peter is exactly the same.
We will just say. So also, did you know that I once had dinner with Oscar Wilde's grandson and his great-grandson.
I did.
There's an architect called Richard Pierce who invited me for dinner, had this lovely dinner all night long, and these very nice English fellas, one looked a bit foppish and
okay,
all of that.
Okay.
And I said, they're very nice people. He said, do you know who they were? And I said, no. So this guy called Mervyn Holland,
okay,
who is Oscar's grandson. And then his son, the great-grandson. Isn't that weird?
That's amazing.
Yeah.
Have you had dinner with everybody? It sounds
have
like
we
it.
Had dinner?
Not yet.
Okay.
That's next on the list.
Will you bring your wife along?
Yes,
you got a wife?
I do have a wife.
How
I have four children. I know.
How old fashioned.
I can leave her at home or bring her along.
What's he up to? You married a woman?
I did after How all those years. I know. You will catch this Moonlight show, by the way, the Philip Lynott story. You will catch it in the brilliant surrounds of Vicar Street on the 20th and 21st of June, the 24th of June in Ulster Hall, Belfast on the 8th of October, and the INEC in Killarney on the 24th of October. They're all on sale right now. Do not miss it. It's going to be amazing. Brian's going to stick. Will you stick around for a few more minutes?
I'd love to, and I want to give you a little gift. This is my very limited edition, recently released triple vinyl, colored vinyl, Dave. What color? So I'm going to give you the two other colors.
Okay, okay.
So we have green.
Green.
We have orange.
Orange.
And what is it? Sorry, we have green and we have white. What's the other color? It's not orange.
I was going to say,
it's not orange.
It's not orange.
Green and white, and it's triple vinyl, so it's quite heavy.
Oh, it is.
Have you got a vinyl player?
I do. I have collect vinyl. This is perfect. Oh, look at all the songs.
I asked your red haired, very handsome assistant here whether you had one.
That is Carl. Yeah. He will give you the answers.
Did you know I was a fan of red hair? Did you know that?
No.
Now he does.
He's blushing.
Ladies and gentlemen, his face is the same colour as his hair.
Brian Kennedy is here. Brian has just given me the Essential Collection, limited edition, three vinyl set. This has got every song I love on it. Oh my God. This is incredible. By the Mountain Road.
Oh yes.
Oh yes.
I know
Christmas
a better man.
Morning.
Hey, did you realise that Days Like This, the Van Morrison record that I'm singing a lot on, was 30 the other day?
Was it?
30.
Well, I wanted to ask you a question. First of all, I asked this first. I was going to go backwards. I'm going to ask you about your own music first and then that. But I'll ask you this now because you've mentioned
it. Van Morrison, that's a nice link, isn't it?
It is a lovely link.
You're very welcome.
What is the secret to being a good backing singer?
Well, I thought of myself more as a featured...
A featured artist.
And also as an instrument in the Van Morrison Orchestra. Yeah. And I mean that sincerely, in the sense that he would suddenly call on me to solo, to do something. So I felt like... And my instrument, of course, is my throat, my voice.
Yeah.
And he would sometimes call that forward for a solo. And I would play guitar sometimes. So I would say, obviously, there's nothing wrong with being a backing vocal. That's an amazing job to do. And I did a lot of that with Van, especially on the records. But it's nothing quite like standing beside the person who has written, "Have I Told You Lately That I Love You?" Gloria, you know, Crazy Love, The Brown Eyed Girl. The list goes on, right? Into the Mystic and Moondance, all those songs. And I got to sing them with the man who wrote them. Mm. So, yeah, I would just say, I mean, I'd say people sing along with the records anyway.
Yeah.
But for a laugh, go and ladies and gentlemen, if you're listening, you have some homework, which is go to Google Days Like This, and you'll see me as a mere child.
A child.
30 years ago singing with Mr. Van. And do you know what's funny about that? He was in his 50s then. Mm. He's about to be 80 in August. So I kind of thought of him as somebody who was, you know, quite a bit older than me. He is now, I am now, I should say, I'm 59 this year. I'll be 60 next year. So Van was kind of 55 when we did that.
Yeah, did that.
So
yeah,
I'm older than him now when we did all that.
Yeah. Look at you.
Look at me.
Fine fettle. Let's talk about your new record. Aren't you recording a 19th album
right
now?
I'm right in the middle of it. I was in the studio yesterday with my friend Thomas Lang from Liverpool singing. Yeah, I mean, this record is a mixture of little archival things that we found and brand new recordings of very old folk songs.
Oh, cool.
This is my little kind of treat to myself. Now and again, of course, I write my own songs. I will never stop doing that. But now and again, I think if you're asking me about advice for a backing singer, here's general advice for any singer out there. Mm. Learn the great songs. Yeah. Learn the old, great Irish songs. And even if you don't do any more than that, we have such an incredible catalogue of some of the best songs in the world that were ever written.
That's so true. And so much of that type of traditional and folk music is now permeating through into what we term as pop and what's popular at the
moment.
That's
right.
And there's so many ways in. But again, if you don't have that that basic knowledge of that stuff, it's a lot more difficult to kind of embrace that. You won't feel authentic. Whereas if you have that bank behind you, then...
Now, I want to say something, which is, I'm sure I'm not their audience that they're trying to, you know, inflame at all with great excitement. But Fontaine's DC, I love that I can hear his accent.
Absolutely.
I love it.
Yeah.
It's immediately like, difference. Oh, that's the guy from, is he called Green?
Green Chatton, yeah.
Right. I love that.
Yeah.
And even though it's not really my kind of thing.
Sure.
But it is as it well connects, at the same time. Yeah. I think to myself, that's real. That's real music. Yeah. That's real singing. You know, and so when I first started, and I was, especially with things like Put the Message in the Box and those kind of things, people would say to me, I love that you sing in your own accent. I'm thinking, well, what else would I be doing? Yeah. What are you talking about?
I have this voice.
But I did have producers
who
said to me, would you not just kind of round that accent off a bit? And I was like, not really.
Glad you didn't.
No, I didn't. I couldn't really in the end. But so it's going to be interesting to see how I channel Oscar, because nobody really knows what Oscar sounded like.
Exactly.
There are a kind of a couple of supposedly recordings of him reading. Mm. He was, as far as we know, he was very pronounced West Brit, kind of, you know, very, very, because he was in love with language, especially.
Yes, of course.
And he attended schools all over the place. But he had a very pronounced kind of, everything was a proclamation, you know, everything that he said was incredibly important. I'm not going to do the accent now, but if you want to hear me in full Oscar flow, please come to one of those shows.
Come to the shows. Vicar Street, UCH in Limerick, Ulster Hall in Belfast, and the INEC Killarney on October 24th. All on sale now. Quick fire round before you go, Brian. What are you currently obsessed with?
Oh my God, learning how to be Oscar Wilde.
Oh, it makes perfect sense. Yeah. Yeah. And are you using literature to do that? Are you using paintings?
I've been reading his mother's book and reading about his wife, Constance, obviously. And, you know, Countess Markowitz, all of that kind of thing.
Yeah.
I've had some books about him anyway, you know. So yeah, and watching just little things online. But I don't want to do it too much because I want to bring my own freshness
to it. Yeah. Brilliant. Who's the most famous person in your phone?
Oh, let's see. Probably Van.
I was just about to say, yeah, it can't be anyone except Van Morrison. I mean, what a person to have on speed dial. Unbelievable. Think back to when you're about 8 years old.
Do we have to?
Yeah, go back far. It's lunchtime in school.
Okay.
The teacher says, open your lunchbox.
Didn't have a lunchbox.
Did you have school meals?
Sometimes we got the free ones because you know, from the working class section of town.
Right.
Sometimes I'd go home and you wouldn't know, there'd maybe be a soup or a bit of bap or something buttered, a bit of burnt toast maybe. Yeah. Who knows? But, you know, a decent effort. I didn't have a lunchbox. Kind of fantasized about having a lunchbox. Did you?
I was so posh. So posh, yeah.
Yeah, so lunch was a kind of a hodgepodge of whatever was there. Going on.
And the final question I ask all my guests, because I don't, do you wash your legs in the shower?
I wash everything in the shower.
Really?
I do, because the nature of the shower is it's falling down towards the ground.
Yes.
And if you stand underneath it, everything gets wet. Now, on a serious note, I have a colostomy bag and a urostomy bag, as you know, as a legacy of my cancer. So I've got to be very careful how I do that. But I make sure to make sure everything's as clean as it can be. And with bags, especially all those gentlemen out there and ladies who have them as well, you know, there are 60,000 of us in Ireland with a colostomy or urostomy. I obviously got the full pack myself. You know, attention seeking like I am. But no, I don't want just one bag. I'll have two.
I'll have two, please.
Yeah. I'm just very careful and mindful. But yes, I try and wash whatever presents itself that needs a good wash.
You're a smarter man than I am. Yes. Brian Kennedy, as always, a pleasure to see you. Great to chat. Don't miss this show. It is going to be absolutely brilliant. It's called Moonlight. If you're Googling, if you're looking for it, it's Moonlight, the Philip Lynott Enigma. And you will catch it in Vicar Street, in UCH Limerick, Ulster Hall, Belfast, and the INEC Killarney. Thanks so much.
Thank you, Dirty Legs Dave.
Dirty Legs Dave says thank you. Cheers, Brian.
Bye.
Dave Moore on Today FM.